Welcome to the Dry Bean Scene, brought to you by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Topsin Fungicide by UPI, Pickett Equipment, Johnstown Bean Company, and FMC. Recently, the U.S. Department of Agriculture announced plans to authorize up to $12 billion in programs to help farmers meet the costs of disrupted commodity markets. The aid package has three parts: a market facilitation or direct payment program, a food purchase and distribution program, and a trade promotion program. Direct payments could come as soon as late September. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue says the department is still formulating details and will know more about direct payment formulas later this month. Starting September 4th, farmers can apply for the assistance. Perdue says specialty crops, such as dry edible beans, may be purchased off the market by USDA to support the pricing.
Try to plant any loss of export volume to use in our school lunch program as well as our food bank. It's a redistribution marketing procurement redistribution program there as well. And then the third part is some money to work with our industry partners around the world to develop new markets, an aggressive, quick program to get into other places and teach other countries how they can use the products that are being tariffed by some other countries.
Perdue does acknowledge this assistance will not make farmers whole.
If a farmer sees a $2 drop in prices, then they should not necessarily expect a $2 per bushel mitigation payment. I think that's what we're trying to say.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's Dry Bean Scene, brought to you by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, FMC, Pickett Equipment, Johnstown Bean Company, and Topsin Fungicide by UPI.